It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, indeed, it is live from New York. I am Bob Black, and this is The Sports around the country on various different affiliates, and of course on the platforms and devices that you have and you can download: iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. And whether you're on your laptop, your watch, your phone, your PC, your tablet, your Christmas is coming, whatever you need, just order the damn thing so you can get us. All right, download the apps. You can go right to the Listen Live. We are right there for you. You can archive any of the stuff with that special show from Army-Navy in Philadelphia on Friday, which was a great success. We'll talk about that going forward. Have a little bit of time with that and have some fun with that. But with all of that being said, it's all about you. It's about radio on the go, various different ways, as I just talked about, various different devices, as I just talked about, that you can get this show and all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Terrific stuff. We'll be diving into a lot of football today, past and present. When we come out of it, we'll be talking about the National Football League, of course, and it apparently devastating injury to Carson Wentz. We'll talk about baseball as well, as the Yankees over the course of the weekend finalized a deal for Giancarlo Stanton, and they will be introducing him today. It's no fait accompli that they're going to win the World Series. I mean, they're in much better shape to do it, but I'm going to tell you why. There's some things going on there that you need to be aware of if you're a Yankee fan, and also if you're a baseball fan in general and you understand why it was good for them that the deal was made, but not necessarily a guarantee that they're going to win because it was made. And we'll get into that a little bit as well. And we'll do a little recap on Army-Navy for you as we go forward. And Christy it's kind of sports, but you know what I'm talking about. American Forces Radio Network. After this past weekend, the guys and girls are even near and dearer to our hearts. They're absolutely amazing. It was a wonderful game in Philadelphia. And we're going to tap out right here. When we come back, National Football League, right after this short time out. I'm Black here. Not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home.
for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. We had a great time in Philadelphia. Truly did. Game was good. Came down literally to last seconds with a missed field goal from Navy, giving the Army the win. Back-to-back years for Army. In talking to the athletic director for Army, Boog Corrigan, talked about the fact that these are two now very well coached football teams that are going to have, and if it's possible, an even more intense rivalry going forward. But we'll get into that in hour two. Christy Canyon as well in hour two. Lead stories, of course, National Football League, Major League Baseball. Jack Morris, Alan Trammell making the Hall of Fame, and I believe well deserved from the newly minted Veterans Committee. They don't call it that anymore, but it's what I call it. And Carson Wentz going down for the Philadelphia Eagles on a lunge for the A's end zone in a 43-35 win over the Rams, but tearing his ACL in the process. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but all indications are is that Carson Wentz tore the ACL, and it alters the balance of power in the National Football League. And having just been down in Philadelphia, regardless of what you think of booing Santa and all the stuff, all the legendary things that have been out there as far as Philadelphia fans and how they treat people and how they treat the opponents and how they even treat their own team sometimes, they're a very passionate bunch. And there were and are tons of Eagle jerseys on everybody. When I went out to breakfast on Sunday before I came back up to New York, was I'm sitting in the Oyster Bar, and it just every other person had an Eagle jersey on. Every other person. And it was, they got a lot of passion for it. They were hoping Super Bowl. They felt this team was ready. They were going up against one of the teams that could end up being their main nemesis going forward in the Rams. And unfortunately for the Eagles, Carson Wentz went down. And before we break down the game itself, they can't overcome this. Adam Schefter's reporting that it's the left ACL. Manual testing said they wanted a swelling to go down a little bit. Likelihood of a tear is high when the ACL is loose. That's why the team is afraid that the ligament is torn. He walked out of the locker room with a heavy black brace on his left knee, and he gets the MRI today when they get him home in Philadelphia. But with the win, they clinched the NFC East, so they can take the time to get Nick Folk ready. Do I want to say all is not lost? No. And threw a fourth down touchdown to Alshon Jeffrey. Nick Foles at one point his freshman year, and I call him freshman year in the league. He's now 28 years old. He's been around six seasons. He was 6 of 10, 42 yards. They didn't really do much of anything with him. But in his career, he's got 27 touchdowns, 24 interceptions. He's bounced a little bit at this point. That first year in Philly, he had a miraculous year. I'm sorry, his second year, my bad. Still in Randy Reed, that's right. 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It was an incredible year. But it spiraled down from there. He went to the Rams, and it was anticipated that he was going to be their starter for the foreseeable future, and it just didn't play out that way. Went to Kansas City, same deal, backing up Alex Smith. And from 2015, after 2015 on, he turned into a backup. You know, he played 11 games in St. Louis, got beat out by Case Keenum. And everything changed. And everything actually changed in 2014 when they completely got away from him. 13 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. It's not that he's a bad quarterback, and he does throw to a pretty high completion percentage, but the league kind of figured him out. He's a very good backup. You know, it's size-wise and everything else. He's 6'6", 243. He's a big boy. He can take the hits, and maybe he does flourish in the system. I don't know. Certainly the Eagles are not going to quit on the season. I mean, it doesn't work that way. But they've got time, let's put it that way. And they're going to try to coach him up to speed. No worries about the division now. You know, the Vikings, and then from there, it's a dogfight with everybody. Saints, Carolina, Rams, Seattle, who took a loss yesterday. Dallas is marginally in it. Packers are marginally in it. Lions are marginally in it. But, just a horrible thing. A horrible thing for the Eagles. And again, like I said, being down there, that juice that's going on in the city for them, it was my first experience going into Lincoln Financial. And after the game, there was a party over at Xfinity. The place was packed out, and Eagle fans all over the place. And it wasn't, you know, I mean, there were a lot of Army Navy people who had been to the game, and they were in there to have a good time and all that kind of good stuff. But tons of people in Eagle gear and just having fun and anticipating what has turned into an extraordinarily good year for the Eagles. I liked them coming into the season. I thought the Giants were going to win the division. Well, we saw how that played out, but I felt the Eagles were going to be the second choice. And then they were in the process of moving towards really elite status with a quarterback that was figuring it out on the fly, who took the next step. And I've talked about that all season. And you look at the Marcus Mariottas, and you look at the Tyrod Taylors, and you look at the Jameis Winstons, and you look at the people that these teams put their faith in these players to take the next step. Dak Prescott, who is 1 foot in, 1 foot out, doing a hokey pokey. But the Eagles got their guy in Carson Wentz. And, you know, this not only shades this season, but quite possibly next season as well. The recovery time, and again, once everything is officially diagnosed, they will know more, and whatever procedure they have to do on him, they will do. It's not a Teddy Bridgewater situation where everything got torn up and basically his leg got snapped in half. It's not one of those. But there's going to be a process. There's going to be a recovery time. How the rehab goes, you know, all the things that we talk about here on a regular basis. But the reality is, is that these guys, they get the best of everything, best of medical care, the best of training, the best of rehabilitation. Hopefully he's able to bounce back quickly. As far as the process itself goes, you know, this is an Eagle team that scored over 4 points this season. Dominant at home, great on the road. 11-2. 11-2 doesn't lie. But unfortunately for them, even though they've made the playoffs, it certainly appears as if they're going to be going forward with Nick Foles. And hopefully it'll give them the chance to win. I will say. Let's tap out here. We'll come back. More NFL right after this timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
There you go. Welcome back to The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800. The Attack. And, you know, again, bad news for the Eagles. And unfortunately for them, they're going to lose their quarterback. You know, look, unfortunately, injuries are part of the game. You know, we'll be talking about what happened to Tom Savage too. The concussion protocol not working yet again for the National Football League. Anyway, the Eagles, they can survive this. I don't know. And again, it changes the dynamic, but you know, they have a plus minus is even close as far as their points for, points against. There are some people that are coming up on 400 points, but nobody's really close except the Rams, 396, and the Saints. Well, Rams lost. They're in a death match with Seattle. And it was an important game yesterday in that they could have created a two-game separation. Instead, it's still one. You know, again, we'll see what they're able to do going forward. I mean, I'm a firm believer, and for those of you who've listened to the show over the years, you have to learn how to win. What do you mean by that, Bob? Well, it's not the fact that, you know, here they are, they've got the record that they have, and yes, they are winning football games. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is when it gets into key spots, when it is time to nut up or shut up, until you've been through that experience, it's rare that's what most of these teams have to figure out. And by the way, Philadelphia is in the same position with Carson Wentz or without him. And in both instances, it you know, it's all well and good. You got the best record, second best record, whatever the scenario is. The learning how to win. And it's a coach's responsibility. To get these guys prepped to do that. Some are better at it than others. Some level off and they never get there. You know, Philadelphia's ex-coach comes to mind right away. Because they never were able to close the deal with him, and they're struggling to do it yet again in Kansas City. But with that being said, you know, now they're in a tough situation. And we'll see how it plays out. There were plenty of good games, plenty of relevant games, plenty of irrelevant games as well. Julio Jones getting it done. Sean Payton not putting a choke sign on anybody this week. No, he did. We didn't really have a chance to talk about this. Again, Atlanta hanging around. They won't let them escape. You know. Kamara, of course, limited, as we all knew. But Atlanta doing a good job on Thursday night. Like I said, we didn't really have a chance to talk about it much on Friday with Army-Navy. But, you know, the Saints have been impressive. They're 9-4, but the Falcons go to 8-5. You know, just Dr. Freeman getting it done again, 24 carries, 94 yards. Ryan did not have a good game with the three picks, but he managed to get it done when it mattered, and this is what they do. If you want slobberknocker football, and for those of you who watched Army-Navy in Philadelphia in the snow, which was a hell of a lot of fun, the Bills, 13-7 over the Colts, the Nathan who knows? Maybe in the off-season program they'll coach him up a little bit, but he ain't ready to play on a professional level. Tyrod Taylor when he's eligible, will go back under center. Buffalo wins 7-6, keep themselves 13-7, go to 7-6, keep themselves alive. Jacoby Brissett, 11-22, 69 yards. Baby, this was Northeastern football at its finest. And Frank Gore was actually running at the same speed as the rest of the National Football League, which is slow in this game. They shovel the line markers in between each series to get them out there. 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom. It's fun to watch. It's fun for the fans if you're bundled up correctly. But Frank Gore, 36 for buck 30 with Indianapolis, and Shady, 32 carries for 156. I got news here. Everybody should have chipped in 10% of their salaries for both of these running backs. And you're watching McCoy go through the snow. And no joke, this snow they were able to run in it and perform. 163 rushing yards for Indianapolis, 227. And, of course, snow angels were the order of the day after the scores, which there were very few of them. 11 passes caught by Indianapolis receivers, 7 by Buffalo receivers, and, all the way around. This was just fun. But the reality is, Indianapolis keeps improving their draft stock. Now, you talk about an interesting dilemma here. You got Cleveland, which yet again snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, and we'll get to them as well. The Giants, San Francisco won a game yesterday, so they now have 3 wins. Indianapolis has 3 wins. And Indianapolis is plummeting its way towards a very tough decision. They make the deal for Brissett, who has certainly not been lighting the world on fire, but I still think can start in this. They're probably going to be in a position to take a quarterback. And yet, it's not really their need. Saquon Barkley, Love, one of the offensive linemen, because God knows they need offensive linemen on that team. Frank Gore's 100 years old. What do they do? They're going to have a new coach, so they'll probably get him in place and then start evaluating the talent and what direction the coach wants the team to go in. GM is probably going to be there, Ballard. They just brought him in not too long ago. But, I mean, it when you looked at this team yesterday, and again, it's a snapshot in the snow. They're not geared up to win. They Andrew Luck is able to come back off the shoulder next year, which is, not according to them, it's a big if, but according to me, it's a big if. He's going to get the you-know-what well out of him yet again, because they don't have any way to prevent it. So, I mean, it's an awkward, bad situation for them. And for Buffalo, as I said, the Nathan Peterman experiment, and, it was they're in the snow, and I get it. He just doesn't look like an NFL quarterback, at least not at this point in time. And they didn't invest a huge draft pick in him, and if for some reason they need to cut him loose, they can cut him loose. He's playing like one. We'll see how quickly Tyrod comes back. He's going to be on the market next year. Do they stopgap with him yet again? I don't know. Because 7-6 is about where this team is at. So, I don't know. We'll see. But it was a fun game in the snow. That's about all that need to be said about it. It was a fun game in the snow. Buffalo did manage to keep themselves alive, though, which is really the important aspect of it. Bears 33 over the soon-to-be ex-Marvin Lewis Bengals. On the other side, it's only relevant because of the fact that Bears finally put it together. And the Mitchell Trubisky actually played well. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back right after this short timeout. I'm Black here. Not, don't go anywhere.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, City Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7588. And, it's a beautiful thing. Not so beautiful for Marvin Lewis. 33-7 Bears over the Bengals. Two soon-to-be ex-coaches involved in the equation here. I mean, John Fox has been a good coach for a long time. The game offensively has kind of blown past him. Plus the fact he doesn't have much talent on his football team, which is actually the bigger reason. But they took care of the Bengals, who have packed it in for the season, 33-7. Andy Dalton, who may be looking for a job himself. I don't know how this is going to play out with him going forward. I guess who do they go after in the offseason remains to be seen. But there's just too much talent on the Cincinnati team for them to be playing the way they offensive linemen to replace two Pro Bowlers who they let walk. And that certainly has come at a cost, and you can see it in the rushing statistics. But Dalton, with the talent that he has with the A.J. Greens of the world and the Brandon LaFells of the world and, you know, various different people, they just have not performed. You know, he's got pass-catching running backs as well. But Chicago played their best season. Trubisky was 25 of 32 for 271, a touchdown, no picks. They're protecting him a little bit more, and what I mean by that is he's game managing more than they are allowing him to explode. And yesterday they exploded on the ground, 38 carries for 232 yards. Jordan Howard leading the way with a 147 and Tariq Cohen with 80 yards as well. So they were able to get it done. And the few weapons that Chicago has, one of them being Kendall Wright, performed yesterday. And they managed to do the job. But, of course, the conversation on the telecast was more rumor and speculation being what it is that neither coach is going to be able to walk away from this, and that's probably accurate. Marvin's without a contract, and Fox, it's probably just time. Defense was missing people, so the Bengals, Pac-Man and Dre Kirkpatrick and Vontaze and Nick Vigil, so they got shredded. It happens. I mean, to put it in spare receiver to go over 100 this year. So, you know, Bears get Detroit. Bengals are going to get smoked by Minnesota next week. But in a lost season for two teams, the conversation is about the coaches more than anything else. Chicago will be in a relatively strong position to draft again. We'll see what direction they go in. You know, their offensive line was okay this year, not great. Their defense was okay this year, not great. But they've got to get some weapons. And if you're going to invest in the big quarterback, that's what you have to do. Get weapons and protect. So I would imagine come draft time, a lot of it's going to be on that side of the ball. And we'll see how it plays out. In a game that, again, like I said, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, Cleveland loses 27-20 and immediately hired John Dorsey. And actually, that's actually the overriding story here. Brett Hundley, I gotta throw out my mea culpas. And granted, it was against Cleveland, but maybe they do have Aaron Rodgers' successor because he seems to have found his footing. Is 8-8, but considering that most of it happened early, you know, the 3 interception game against Baltimore and an interception with no touchdown passes against Tampa Bay. He's also had a 3-touchdown game against Pittsburgh that they lost closely. He's okay. And he may end up being better than okay. He was 35 of 46 yesterday. And it wasn't a lot down the field. His longest pass was 30 yards. But he played really well. You know, they go to 7-6. Whether or not Rodgers comes back next week remains to be seen. But, you know, not so bad. And again, against Cleveland, I get it. But he performed pretty darn well. And maybe he does end up being their guy going forward. We will find out. They get the Panthers next week. So if they're going to bring back Aaron, this is when they're probably going to have to do it. Because, I obviously they can't drop to 7-7 and have any chance. But they get the Panthers, the Vikings, and the Lions, and that's a tough road. That's a very tough road to hoe. But again, he's done everything they could ask him to do. He's 3-2. Okay. And yesterday was a big game. And ultimately they pulled it out. I mean, this was a game that was certainly winnable for Cleveland, but they did manage to find a way to lose it. Kizer was not horrible. He was 20 of 28, 214 yards, 3 touchdowns. But that second pick was just brutal. Brutal. He's managing to find Josh Gordon. And you know something? This is a story about a man named Brady. No. I don't know what the long term is going to be for Josh Gordon. The inner demons, it certainly, if you're a general manager and you're putting a football team together, you would want him talent-wise on your team. But whether you can trust him to be there when it matters remains to be seen. You know, they have two really good weapons at but can you trust them to not screw up? You know, you got to understand something with Josh Gordon. When he plays, he's one of the three best receivers in football when he's on the field. That's case closed. And it's just, how do you trust him? The guy averages over 20 yards a pop. Everything he catches has an impact. Unfortunately, he likes weed and booze and this is a struggle and a lifelong struggle for this kid. As far as a commodity goes, he's one of the most valuable ones in the league. But he's been devalued because of the fact that, you know, he can't get around his demons. We'll see how it turns out. You know, but it is a good story in that it's good to see him back on. And, you know, we'll see. Now, Cleveland, like I said, got away from Sashi and the process. Although it's going to be one of those things, it's not going to be dissimilar to what that went down in Philadelphia. They bring in John Dorsey, who's going to pick the growth and get a chance to interview him. That's how worried they were about the Giants signing him. And I've had the conversation, I talked about it a little bit on Friday, is it panic? Or is it they wanted their guy, they didn't hesitate, they got their guy? Hugh Jackson's coming back next year, but that'll be a short leash, because if they mess around this time, Dorsey's going to draft a quarterback, two first-round picks, three second-round picks. They're going to be in position to wheel and deal, move up, move down, whatever they need to do. They're going to get the number one pick, and they're going to have to choose between Josh Rosen and Sam Darnold if Darnold decides to come out. It ain't going to be Baker Mayfield. As much as I think the guy can play, it's not going to be him. They can't roll the dice in that direction. And they I've got, you know, to be fair, they have two winnable games. Ravens and the Steelers, and then Ravens and the Bears. And then they play the Steelers, with the Steelers probably having nothing to play for. Maybe playoff position. We'll see. Could they beat the Bears? Absolutely. But it's in Chicago. They get the Ravens at home, and then they're in Pittsburgh. So chances are pretty good. No. But we'll find out. But they got John Dorsey. Dorsey has the track record. After the draft. And he's going to come in, and he's a very good talent evaluator. He put together one hell of a roster at Kansas City. All conversation revolves around the fact that he particularly doesn't play well with others, but we'll find that out. But the team is in place. Let's see. And you will get a chance to do it again next year. We're going to do it again right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere. I'm Black. You're not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. And we're going to find out. Dorsey will more than likely get it done. Hang in there, Cleveland fans. I know people have been saying it for the better part of a decade, but quite honestly, hang in there. They just got to get the quarterback right. They can't mess up. They've got to bring in every single quarterback that's eligible for the draft. I'm 100. I don't care. Get it done. Get the QB in place. Let the quarterback whisperer do it. And we'll find out. Like I said, you know, you look at who's coming out. They need one of those guys. You know, and with Dorsey's track record, you know, he was at Green Bay when Aaron Rodgers got drafted, and people criticized that. He brought Alex Smith to Kansas City, and, by the way, he traded up to get Patrick Mahomes. Smith's worked out pretty well. He is what he is. Mahomes, from all accounts, is going to be a beast. So, I think it's pretty apparent, and he said the right things, but I think it's pretty apparent that Deshaun's not the guy. He is doing the same thing that he did at Notre Dame. And he's young. We get it. But the key turnover and the key situation, he lost that game for them yesterday. So we'll see. They got 3 games left. There's going to be a lot of evaluation. Players on the field, you're going to keep a job in Cleveland. You better be playing right because, let me tell you, everybody's watching. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back with hour 2 right after this short timeout. Stay tuned for the news, and we will be back after a brief respite. Means I get to use the baño.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of New York City. The Port Authority bus terminal in Manhattan has been shut down, but the scene is stable, according to police officials, after a small explosive device went off a short time ago. Former NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton says he hears that a suspect has been arrested.
A man in his middle 20s, probably, possibly from Bangladesh.
been in the country about 7 years, who supposedly was setting the device off in the name of ISIS.
New York City police have not confirmed that information, though.
Roy Moore is the guy we need to pass our Make America Great Again agenda.
That's President Trump has heard in a robocall to Alabama voters a day before a U.S. Senate special election in which Trump is supporting Republican Roy Moore, who faces Democrat Doug Jones. And this is USA Radio News.
This holiday season, give the gift of the paradigm, the ancient mystery of our times. From the renowned author of The Harbinger and The Book of Mysteries, Jonathan Cahn brings his latest New York Times bestseller, A Mystery from the Ancient Middle East, foretelling the events of our time in his most explosive book yet. Jonathan Cahn reveals the master blueprint that is now unfolding, the paradigm, the ancient blueprint that holds the mystery of our times. Available wherever fine books are sold.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts, like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions.
Google Play holiday music.
Even board games like Monopoly. Staples has great gift ideas that will bring a smile to everyone on your list. Staples, more holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
As the wildfires continue to rage, the air quality might not get back to normal around the Los Angeles area anytime soon. Here's more from Mike Watts.
Air quality specialists in the region think the smoky air triggered by several fires is likely to hang around the region now that the Santa Ana winds have died down. Communities like Ojai are very polluted by bad air now, and officials are warning people with breathing issues to take precautions and limit their outdoor activity. Hospitals around Southern California have reported high numbers of patients with breathing problems over the past week.
The biggest fire, known as the Thomas Fire north of L.A., has scorched over 230,000 acres and is still growing. Russian troops could soon leave Syria. The Russian President Vladimir Putin making an unannounced visit to that war-torn country today to meet with the Syrian leader. And while there, he issued an order to begin withdrawing the majority of Russian forces. It's the first time Putin has been to Syria since back in 2015. This is USA Radio News.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Now that the Department of Justice has launched an investigation into the practices of Planned Parenthood, the man who initiated the exposure of the alleged wrongdoing is speaking out. And John Clemens has more on that.
It was the 2015 undercover videos made by David Dalyden of the Center for Medical Progress that captured Planned Parenthood officials negotiating a price for the hearts, lungs, livers, and even brains harvested from aborted babies. Dalyden tells us the launch of the official investigation is long past due.
It's long past time for the Department of Justice to open a full investigation. If they follow the evidence where it leads, it will lead to criminal prosecutions of Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood receives over $400 million in federal funding from taxpayer dollars.
Saudi Arabia is putting an end to its ban on movie theaters. The move announced today is part of a wave of social reforms by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Theaters were outlawed in the kingdom during the 1980s amid a strict Islamic conservative crackdown. The first theaters could be opened again by March. And a Cincinnati woman who tried to kill bedbugs in her apartment with alcohol got the liquid too close to a candle, and it sparked a fire that left three people injured and at least 10 displaced from that multifamily building. The fire in the city's Avondale neighborhood was the second fire in that area in 2 weeks, blamed on people trying to kill bedbugs. It has officials urging people to call in the experts rather than handle it themselves. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Breaking news out of New York. A pipe bomb went off at the Port Authority bus terminal. Appears to be minimal damage. PD are on the scene, and you know, this is the world we live in. Hopefully everybody is okay, minimal damage, minimal injury, and hopefully it's taken care of. Living here in New York, we know what's going to happen. We are the target of the world. Well, keep letting them go. If you're one of our affiliates, you're probably covering this. Make sure you do it the right way. We're heard all around the country, all around the world, the American Forces Radio Network as well. We were down in Philly. I talk about it all the time. These guys and girls protect our six. They're the ones running towards it while we're running away from it. And this is how it is. The emergency services here in New York is amazing. Our first responders are incredible. And this is tough. Yeah. Right in the Times Square area, right in the heart of Christmas, right in the heart of tourism. Yeah, it's the best place to strike terror. And they continue to try to do it. And we continue to respond. So, unfortunately, though, there's a lot of people already in this country that seem to want to take us out. And sleeper cells and sleeper individuals all over the place. Anyway, prayers to New York. I'm about 45 miles east. And hopefully everybody's okay. We'll get when we come back to the National Football League and then on to some baseball and Christy Canyon at 40 after the hour, right after the short timeout.
Bulldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Bulldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black here, Senator Roberto there, and you listening no matter where you are. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And keep an eye on the situation at the Port Authority building. It doesn't look like, fortunately, much happened. But, we'll see. See how it plays out. I'll keep you up. Let's get back into the National Football League and scores from the weekend. We'll brush through a little quicker here, because we're going to talk about some baseball as well. But Chiefs taking care of business against the Raiders. Raiders dropped to 6-7. Chiefs go to 7-6. A key game for the Chiefs, and they came up big when it mattered. It wasn't a great performance, but the Raiders are just, they're a strange team. Man, they're a strange team. Derek Carr, 211, one touchdown, two interceptions. Beast mode running. Here is doing very little right this year. Smith was okay. No touchdowns, a pick, 268 yards. Kareem Hunt was the story again. Got his second wind on the back half of the season. And they were able to do it. And Kansas City did just enough to get it done. But, this game was 26-0. After the third, and Oakland came back for a couple of meaningless scores, and Kansas City was trading time for yards. And that was it. They're not getting it done on offense. They're not getting it done on defense. I mean, Marcus Peters was suspended. Didn't matter. Chiefs got it done. Four field goals. Amari Cooper went out in the second quarter. And that was it. And by the way, the Cowboys, who are still hanging around, Oakland gets them next week. And Oakland is officially on life support. They're looking up at two teams now. Paid it to perhaps be a Super Bowl year. They're playing like manure. So, and some of this will fall on Del Rio as they get ready to make the move into Vegas, not next year, but the following year. They're going to want a winning program to hit the ground running over there, and they're not getting it done right now. As I said, Cowboys on life support at 7-6, but blow out the Giants 30-10. It was a 10-10 game. Two big drops involving Eli and his receivers, turn this game around, and an Eli trying to force it at the end and threw a pick. Dak, 3 touchdown passes. He's still not playing great. I know, Cowboy fans, I know, but he's not playing great. I don't think you can put it on his shoulders. Eli got the standing O when he came back. You know, irrelevant. You still got to win the football game. You know, and this is the thin margin in the National Football League. Last year, Giants were winning all the close games. Losing close games is what they've done this year. It was 10-10 at halftime, 10-10 after the third, and then the defense folded. The drops were key. Eli had them driving twice. Once in the third quarter, once in the fourth quarter, and his receivers let him down. No offense. He has no weapons. None. Spagnuolo finally did the smart thing and went to Wayne Gallman. The kid's a very good running back. And depending on what they do in the draft, they might actually team up and get two very good running backs, but we'll see. Lions over the Buccaneers, 24-21. Matthew Stafford, all kinds of banged up. No running game. And they still managed to win. McCoy went out for Tampa Bay. And Jameis is Jameis. 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Whatever reason, they've gotten away from it. Detroit certainly can't run the football. They don't have the weapons. They put it on Stafford's back, 381 yards, a touchdown, 2 interceptions, but they did just enough to win the football game and keep themselves alive. That's going to be an interesting decision in the postseason as well. Do they keep the coach? Do they move on? Me, I keep them. They just have to get more. Again, they're going to look at his background, and he's got a little bit of stuff that went on. But the reality is that he's a darn good offensive mind. And he's doing it with smoke and mirrors and a great quarterback. You get him into a situation where he can run the ship. Maybe. We'll see. Panthers beat the Vikings 31-24 in probably the best football game of the day. Case was good, not great. Cam was good, not great. Carolina rushed the hell out of the football. 36 for 216. And that was the difference. And they found a way to beat that Viking defense. I mean, you know, they went back to old school a little bit in the way they used to do things. Stewart ran for 103. Cam ran for 75. They still haven't figured out the proper way to use McCaffrey. Carolina is pretty healthy at this point in time. You know, and ultimately, that may end up being the thing that saves them. We'll see. Technically tied with New Orleans, they lose the tiebreaker, but they're right there. Best division in football. As I predicted, Garoppolo, 20-33, 334 yards, a touchdown. You know, again, and we hate to talk about this, but this is where the National Football League fails. Tom Savage just took a hit beyond all recognition and had the protocol. He was twitching on the sidelines. And they put him back in the game. And it wasn't, I mean, Elvis Dumerel popped him. It was a clean hit. It was in the second quarter. They do the protocol where he's got to already get hit. They took him to the medical tent. He went back to the bench, and he went back in the next series. But, I mean, he was shot. He had no business going in. Doctors dropped the ball on this. Plain and simple. They dropped the ball on this. He should have never gone back into the game. What, did they not see what everybody else saw? A guy who was twitching. Next year, the draft, they get the right people. They're going to have salary cap room. They got plenty of salary cap room. Get some people out there. They're going to be darn good real fast. Their process is going to turn it around a lot faster than Cleveland's did. So we'll tap out right there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk some baseball. Yeah, baseball. It'll be fun. I promise you.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Yankee fans in the Bronx bringing us back to the attack, jumping around just a little bit. I'll get back to the NFL on the back end. We got Christy Canyon at 40 after. But the Yankees finalizing. It's not official. But Giancarlo Stanton coming to the Yanks. And the evil empire has returned. He goes to the Yankees for Starlin Castro and a couple of prospects. You know, they're already speculating on a lineup. I don't care about that. This is going to be a real good team for a long period of time. Plus, have premier prospects within their system that they'll be able to wheel and deal. Derek Jeter, welcome to the brave new world. You wanted to own. He's catching heat down in Miami that you've never heard before in your life. They're comparing him to Jeffrey Loria, unloading the team, the whole nine yards. He better be evaluating this talent correctly, because what he's doing is gutting a team. And the criticism of him, you know, being a spy for the Yankees. Stanton turned it down. He had a deal with the Cardinals in place. Stanton turned it down. You know. And they're going to start from scratch. But Stanton wanted either the Dodgers or the Yankees, and he had the no-trade clause. It's amazing how these no-trade clause can really screw up anything a team tries to do. And I love it. Because these players are commodities. They're meat. You know. Plus, when the player has all that leverage, it devalues the trade value. Teams are going to come knocking, and they're going to say, all right, here's what we have if he's willing to come. You know, David Sampson, who he blew out the door, was on Dan Le Batard and Stugatz. He said, maybe he has a plan. I just can't figure out what it is. You know, they got rid of D. Gordon. They got rid of They bought the team for 1.2 or 1.1. You know, and they're going to have to move on. I mean, this is a bad situation. This is the first time in his professional career that Jeter is getting bashed, and I mean bashed. And they've cleaned house there. Don't forget. They got rid of Jack McKeon. They got rid of Jeff Conine. They got rid of Tony Perez. They got rid of Andre Dawson. They weren't lean and mean. And he's feeling his way. They got rid of the broadcast team. Rick Waltz, Conine, and Preston Wilson. They cut Tommy Hutton the year before. You know, Derek always put himself in the right position. He never said much of anything. And he's getting ripped right now. And, you know, he'll survive. Prospects from a deep system. And Starlin Castro is going to slot in right away at second base. You know, Derek's got to get pitching. The two pitchers he got are pretty far away, but they're both pretty good. And we'll see whether or not it plays out. Now, for the Yankees, and this is what I was wanting to talk to you about, because, you know, look, I get that everybody is saying, okay, Yankees going to the World Series, they're going to win. Maybe. We'll see. Don't count on it. I mean, count on it in the aspect of they're a good core young team with Sanchez and Judge, Greg Bird, who came around at the end of the season. They have prospects on the horizon in Frazier. Hicks will still be playing center field. They still got to decide who's going to play where. Is Judge going to play left or right? But I'll tell you something about this. And I was talking to some people down in Philly about this when the trade came down on Saturday night. Understand something. First of all, he's got to come to New York. Understand something. After the Yankees announced this trade, Yankee fans expect this team to go undefeated. They want them to go 162-0. So when they struggle, there's going to be adjustment. They are hedging their bets to a certain degree. And here's what I mean. Still deep in the system. Still deep with position players. Still deep with pitching. But Frazier came up last year, started out like a house of fire, was in over his head a little bit by the time they sent him back down. You know, it happens. Many a prospect that happens to. The guy to look at last year. Ain't no getting around that. But when you look at the team itself, and you look at Aaron Judge specifically, this is a guy that was not even guaranteed a roster spot when he came up. Okay? Now, I haven't heard anybody else talk about this, but I'll tell you something. The kid finished strong. He was the runner-up in the MVP, and he was the rookie of the year. He's 25 years old. He's got a lot of holes in his swing. There's an entire offseason for pitchers, pitching coaches, managers to examine the holes in that swing. He had that rough stretch right in the middle where he couldn't like remotely touch it. And in the playoffs, I think he struck out 100 times. So they are hedging their bets. Because if Judge turns out to be a one-year flash, which he can be, Giancarlo Stanton, who's a proven commodity in the league. Now, in theory, what this should do is protect Aaron Judge. Because between Stanton, Gary Sanchez, Didi Gregorius, Bird, who proved he was healthy, they should be fine. And, you know, Stanton and Judge, I mean, this is, for the Yankees, the most powerful duo since Maris Mantle, with all due respect to Reggie in there. I mean, these guys don't hit home runs. They hit moonshots. But like I said, they're hedging their bets here. And nobody has asked the Yankees about this question. They've got and whether or not Judge is a legit major league ball player. And if he is, they're in real good shape and they can decide what to do with Stanton at the time, because they'll be having to pay Judge right around that time. And if he's not, if he's Rob Deer, the Yankees will also know and they'll be ready to make that decision as well. And I'll tell you where there is additional pressure, and that's Aaron Boone, who they hired with no managerial experience, who's going to come in. There's not going to be any learning curve here. Aaron Boone is expected to get this team back to the playoffs and make some noise. Now, if he gets them back to the playoffs, let's say it ends up being wild card. Say the Red Sox win the division, and it's wild card for the Yankees. That'll be okay for year one. If he doesn't get them to the playoffs, barring catastrophic knee injuries to all his stars, but if he doesn't get them to the playoffs, he'll get fired year one. With this group of players, not with that kind of move. The expectations are massive in New York now. And they stole the back page away from the Mets again. So, we'll see. Christy Canyon, right after this short timeout, we're going to tap out. When we come back, we'll have a little bit of fun with her as well. Bob Black, you are not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. We're waiting on Christy. I'm sure she'll be here. Again, with these Yankees, and when you look at this team as it's constituted, you got some... And... don't, you know, again, don't think that this is just going to happen and it's going to be easy, because it's not. They're going to have a target on their back. The evil empire is back. You'll be hearing the, you know, the whole situation with, you know, they're buying their way to another championship. There's a lot of pressure. New manager, young team. Get off to the free start, the good start, because if you don't, the heat will be on, as it were. Now, of course, they're going to line up every single baseball game. How it goes from there remains to be seen. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. You know, again, looking at Judge's stats. You know, he in the playoffs, he was okay. He was nothing great. He was okay. He hit 188. But he had 4 home runs and 11 RBIs. He struck out 27 times in 13 games. Do the math. So, we'll see. They have good starting pitching. They have a very good bullpen. They're in position to do it. Houston's still the favorite in the American League, but the odds on the Yankees dropped from 12-1 to 5-1. And we'll see how it plays out. You know, again, Hall of Fame came a-calling for Trammell, for Morris. Have no issue with either one of these guys getting it. You know, they're both worthy. Jack Morris was as big a big game pitcher as there was. And in his 13th year of eligibility, he was at 66%. And usually when they're that close, they get in. Then it dropped. I'm sorry, it went to 67. Then it dropped on the final ballot. He went to 61. You know. And the same thing with Alan Trammell. Yeah, you did all the analytics people. He ranked 8th overall in the history of the game in WAR. Just ahead of Barry Larkin, who's in. But the revamped Veterans Committee put them in. And the people who are on the 16-person committee, and this is where I've always had an issue with Cooperstown because of this, but the committee has George Brett, Robin Yount, Dave Winfield, Rock Rue, and Dennis Eckersley, and Don Sutton. They know. They know. They went up against these guys. Sometimes it's a good old boys club, but sometimes it's not. And in this case, it's not. And they're going to – you know, the dynamic has changed. The benchmark now – well, it's still five. If you hit 500 home runs, you're going to get in. Especially now that steroids are relatively out of the picture for Major League Baseball. And, of course, 3,000 hits will get you in every time. But for the pitchers, the 300 win benchmark is out the door. And with five-man rotations, and Mussina falls into this category. Curt Schilling falls into this category. Morris fell into this category. Because it already changed by the 80s. He won 254 games in his career. And he was a dominant postseason pitcher. Deservedly so. The regular ballot will say, you know, the whole nine. So if you're a Detroit fan, make your reservations for Cooperstown in the spring. And, you know, you go have fun. You can have a good time. So make your reservations now and early. You know, it was an interesting one who was there was Ted Simmons. Now, you got to have 12 votes to get in. Jack Morris got 14. Alan Trammell got 13. Ted Simmons got 11. He damn near made it. And for those of you who don't remember Ted Simmons, he was one hell of a catcher. One hell of a catcher. And barely missed out. But he's not somebody that you hear ever. Ever. Marvin Miller got 7 votes, and he deserves to be in. Garvey missed. Tommy John missed. Don Mattingly missed. Dale Murphy missed. Dave Parker missed. You know, of that group, and Louis Tion. Louis Tion should be in. Louis Tion was a marvel. I think Mattingly should be in, but I understand the argument against it. Tommy John, borderline. Dale Murphy should be in, and I think he will get in. Dave Parker, not good enough. Not good enough. I'd have time to do this. You know, again, with some of the teams that are on the outside looking in or hanging on by dear life, you know, we talked about the 49ers winning. Broncos, this one, well, if you're a New York Jet fan and you're wondering who your quarterback's going to be in the future, he ain't on that roster. And Josh McCown breaks his left hand, and he's been having a terrific year. But Denver was shutting him. Brash Petty has to come in. Denver lost 8 in a row. Simeon did just enough. And their defense showed up. Jets had 100 yards on offense total. But McCown was not getting anything done. And Bryce Petty was 2 of 9 for 14 yards. You know, I don't know that they're going to be able to get him back on the field next week. Hey, we played hard, and I get that. They got rid of the bad apples in the clubhouse last year when I was screaming for Bowles to get fired. Well, this year he's gotten his team to play hard, and he's got everybody on the same page in the locker room. So now I'm screaming for him to be retained, which means they'll probably fire him. But Bryce Petty ain't the answer. They've got to get Christian Hackenberg back there for the last 3 games of the season and find out if this guy can play. And if McCown's hand is broken, hasn't been confirmed, but it looks like it is, he's not going to be able to take the snap from center. So they're going to have to find out. Make the damn decision now. Put the kid in and find out if he can play. You've got to find. So we'll see. tough decision here for McCannon and company. And, oh, by the way, if it does turn out that they go with Bryce Petty in the last three games of the season, Hackenberg will be gone, Petty will be gone, and they'll be drafting a quarterback one way or the other. Or go for one of the free agents, and there's plenty of them out there. So, Cardinals beat the Titans 12-7, and again, the Titans are going to make the playoffs. Marcus Mariota is not the guy, okay? I'm sure they've come to that realization in Tennessee. No joke. And for those of you who think he is, you're listening to the ESPN line of BS. He's not the guy. Blaine Gabbert outplayed him. He had two picks. On this day, they couldn't run the football. And Aaron as I said, Tennessee's going to make the playoffs. But they fall a game behind Jacksonville in a game that they certainly should have won. They now have allowed more points than they've scored. And both he and Jameis continue to struggle in their evolution to be National Football League quarterbacks. I didn't think either one of them were the goods when they came out of college. And I didn't mean not being able to play professionally, and I didn't mean not being able to have a good career in a National Football League, because guess what? Not everybody's Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. But on a team that will make the playoffs, more than likely, he's not the guy to take you to the Super Bowl. It's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen with Jameis. Los Angeles late of San Diego Chargers. Winning football games. They go to 7-6 under Anthony Lynn. Phil Rivers, 18 of 31, 319 yards, two touchdowns. Outplaying Kirk Cousins, who's going to be not a Washington Redskin next year. And he'll be out in the market. See what kind of value he gets. We know he's got plenty of money to fall back on. So we'll see. Skins 5-8 sliding into the commode. They will not be going to the playoffs yet again. We'll see whether or not their coach survives the wrath of Daniel Snyder and what direction they go in, because they're basically GM-less. Basically. Chargers played a good game at home. They've managed to defend their little mini stadium. And have done a good job. When we come back, we'll wrap it up, give you a little quick Monday night preview, and head out the door right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Let's wrap up the National Football League and give you a little preview on tonight. Frankly, the three best games yesterday. Eagles beat the Rams 43-35, but lost Carson Wentz. Rams are for real. Again, they're going to learn how to win. So they may have a really gaudy record and then get bumped off quickly in the playoffs, but we'll see. Seahawks go to Jacksonville. Nasty scene at the end of the game. Nasty scene involving the Jacksonville fans throwing objects. We don't want any of that. But Fournette carrying the mail. They're a well-coached football team with an average quarterback, but they managed to win 30-24, go up a full game in their division, and they're going to make the playoffs as well, which that falls into the who to thunk it category. The Steelers, yet another game-ending field goal, 39-38 with Ryan Shazier on FaceTime checking it out, celebration in the locker room. I mean, it was such an emotional game. Without him being on that side of the ball, though, their defense is pretty porous. But Ben was 24-56 for 506 yards and made it happen. Everybody got a touch. Everybody got a taste. There was no bitching about not getting the football, let me tell you. Patriots and the Dolphins tonight. Dolphins 5-7. They're getting flushed down the commode. Just keep Brady upright and have him keep pace with the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's really all they're looking to do at this point in time. They got their division, although not mathematically they have it. They're going to win this game and win it easy going away. Get Brady out, although Belichick never seems to do it. Anyway, that's it. Thanks to Christy Canton. Oh, wait, not so fast. We'll effort it again somewhere down the line. That's it. For Robert out in the West Coast, I'm Black. You're not. Have a great day, everybody.